we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. And this is Passion Week. This is commemorating the trip that Jesus makes to the cross. I want to take just a moment to invite you out to our services on Sunday. I'm going to be preaching a message titled Raised Up. Raised Up. That's what is we're going to be talking about. And so we would love to have you come and be a part of that. Celebrate Easter Resurrection Sunday with us as we celebrate Jesus' victory over death, hell, and the grave. So with that being said, I want to say thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. Hotter weather is just a short time away, and you want to make sure that your AC is working. Here a couple of weeks ago, on one day, well, it was the weekend of the Space Coast City Fest is exactly when it was. I think it was on Friday. It was either Friday or Saturday. The temperature was in the 80s. And then if you were out there Sunday night for Space Coast City Fest, the wind was howling, the temperature was dropping, and the wind chill was down into the 30s. And, you know, that's Florida weather for you right there. I mean, you can need your heat one day, you can need your air conditioner the next, and back to the heat the next day. And so if you are having problems with any of those systems and you are in Central Brevard County, give Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. They can get you up and running, and you can have the temperature in your house that you want, even if you can't get the temperature outside that you want. A lot of mornings, my wife gets up and she says, "Is it cold outside?" And I'll open up my weather app and I'll tell her, I said, "Well, this is the temperature outside," and it doesn't really matter what it is. She's going to be cold one way or the other. But when we were in wedding prep mode and all of that sort of stuff, she's like, "Oh, it's cold again." And so with the, you know, daylight savings time having kicked in and all that sort of stuff, we'll have warmer afternoons, but I'm sure that it'll take a week or two before those morning temperatures get back to a more comfortable range for most people. Today we're going to take you back to Proverbs chapter 8. Proverbs chapter 8. I'm going to read through the first 21 verses here today just to remind us of where we are from last week. We're carrying this over from Friday's broadcast here. But Proverbs chapter 8, verse number 1 says this: "Does not wisdom cry out and understanding lift up her voice? She takes her stand on the top of the high hill beside the way where the paths meet. She cries out by the gates at the entry of the city, at the entrance of the doors, 'To you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of men. O you simple ones, understand prudence, and you fools, be of an understanding heart. Listen, for I will speak of excellent things, and from the opening of my lips will come right things. For my mouth will speak truth. Wickedness is an abomination to my lips. All the words of my mouth are with righteousness. Nothing crooked or perverse is in them. They are all plain to him who understands, and right to those who find knowledge. Receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently will find me. There is our verse, our core verse as we're looking at this passage. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I traverse the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasuries. So that's where we're going to end our reading today. We're going to just remind you of what we've talked about so far in chapter 8. Wisdom is audibly pursuing mankind. Wisdom is accessible. Wisdom is seeking an audience that will listen. Wisdom is accurate truth. It speaks of excellent things, right things, true things. Wisdom has no wickedness, Wisdom is righteousness. Wisdom has nothing perverse or crooked to say. Wisdom is plain to understand, and wisdom is right. So let's hope my mouth does better for the rest of this program, shall we? Let's look at verse number 10 now. It says, receive my instruction and knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things one may desire cannot be compared with her. So our starting point today is that wisdom is to be accepted. I don't know if you've ever had a person that told you you don't want to do that, and you say, well, I want to do that. And they say, well, why do you want to do that? Well, my want to wants to do that. Well, if you do that, there are going to be consequences. And if you and I allow our desires to overrule wisdom, then we are going to experience an education that comes at the school of hard knocks. Okay, you're gonna learn something. It doesn't mean that you will learn your lesson, because there are a lot of people. How many different, headlines have you heard through the years of a person that's been arrested for DUI 7, 8, 9, 13 times? They still haven't learned their lesson. Or people who commit a horrible crime, and then you find out that they'd been arrested dozens and dozens of times. They say, you know, their rap sheet would fill a novel, and they didn't learn their lesson. So wisdom may be accessible. Wisdom may be available. Wisdom may be crying out, but are we listening? The wise course of action is to accept wisdom. Okay? Now, if you remember, Solomon, when he died, his son Rehoboam took over the throne, and he rejected the wisdom of the elders and accepted the wisdom of his contemporaries, his peers, his younger people who had grown up in the palace. They had grown up in the upper echelons of society, but they didn't have any practical wisdom. They were just going off ego and their invincibility. And as a result of him rejecting wisdom, the 10 northern tribes separated. Those 10 northern tribes became the nation of Israel. The two southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin, became the nation of Judah. And Rehoboam continued to reign over them. But Rehoboam was going to pursue and was going to try and compel by military force the 10 northern tribes to continue to stay under his domain. And a prophet met him on the way and he said, don't do this. This is of me. And fortunately for Rehoboam, he accepted the wisdom that was made available to him and spared himself a great deal of pain and suffering and heartache. The choice to accept or reject wisdom is entirely up to you. I will tell you this, the earlier you choose to pursue a path of wisdom, to what's it say in verse number 17, seek diligently wisdom, the better off you're going to be. Because wisdom just does not speak in one area of your life. Wisdom is to be accepted in every area of your life. And it says also in verse number 10, see in verse 10 it says, receive my instruction and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. It goes on there to describe that wisdom is to be appraised as highly valuable. Wisdom is to be appraised at highly as highly valuable. A lot of times you will hear people say, well, you need to go to college so that you can get an education that you can get knowledge. I will tell you, colleges and universities are places where they can impart knowledge, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they are going to impart wisdom. Now, I am a college graduate. There was a person who managed to compress a 4-year degree into 5 years. That wasn't me. I did it in 4. But that doesn't mean that there was wisdom. It means that there was knowledge. I had a person that said, you know, we are really good at sending kids to Christian colleges where we make Pharisees, where we impart knowledge, but we don't impart wisdom. I don't know that I 100% agree with that. I do think that knowledge and wisdom should go hand in hand. What I will say is that there are a lot of people who are sending their kids to college, and they are pursuing things that wisdom would say, how is that going to impact your life? So when my kids were all, evaluating what they were going to do with their future, we asked them to make a decision, you know, what do you want to pursue? Because some of their friends pursued some degrees, and we'd say, okay, now I just want to ask you this. What kind of job is a person going to be able to get if they have that type of degree? And a lot of times the only jobs that were available were jobs that would get them a job teaching or something like that. I know a person, they went to school, they graduated high school, then they went to college, then they got their master's degree, then they got their PhD, and they continued to teach in the professor. They have not, to the best of my knowledge, had a job outside of the education field since high school. And, that's great. I think we need college professors. I can tell you I had some really, really good college professors, and I had some college professors that didn't quite meet that same standard. I think we really need some people who know their stuff, but there needs to be people who have knowledge that's coupled with wisdom. And here we're talking about wisdom. And so you go to college, you're going to have a huge debt load that comes out unless you've saved up and all of that sort of stuff. That was not a an economic privilege that that we had since we came to our church and originally got no salary or compensation whatsoever, and then gradually built that up through the years. You know, it's not that that's not the reality now, but you know, there were some sacrifices that went with answering the call that impacted not just my life and my wife's life, but it impacted our kids. And so, but God has faithfully provided through the years. But the thing that my kids appreciate the most is the wisdom that they gained through the years and not life. So, you know, my daughter got married here a couple of weeks ago, and we got to spend, you know, some good quality time with her before the wedding and before they moved and all of that sort of stuff. And there was one day we were driving down the road. It wasn't a long trip. It was a relatively short trip. I had met them for lunch and stuff like that. And Robin was sitting in the back seat, and she quoted a dadism. And the dadism was, the difference between a good idea and a great idea is the exact same idea. The good idea is at the end of this of the process, where you say, you know what, we could have done this better and done it differently. A great idea is the exact same idea at the beginning of a process. And you know, it's those little nuggets of wisdom that have really impacted my kids through the years. And so another one is, pay attention to what I mean, not to what I say. If you listen to the radio program, you know my mouth can enunciate words that my brain is not signaling for it to say. My mouth just does its own thing from time to time, and I just try and manage it the best that I can. So I told the kids, you know, pay attention to what I mean, not what I say. And we all do that to some extent. Here in this passage, it says that knowledge is more valuable than gold. Instruction is more valuable than silver. Wisdom is more valuable than rubies. And nothing that one may desire cannot be compared with wisdom. It's incomparable. So, in fact, I've got written down here, it is of incomparable value. So, whatever price you have to pay to get wisdom, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it will be a financial cost. It could be a cost of time. It could be a cost of choosing to pursue wisdom or knowledge or instruction. You could choose to pursue those rather than choosing some of the things that your peers may be choosing. I you know, if you read the book of Proverbs, Solomon said that, you know, he was looking out his window and he saw a young man, and he made a bad decision, and he was led astray by a person who was more interested in utilizing him for their desires than anything, and he described that person as a simple or foolish person, and did not realize that it was going to result in his death. You and I, we've got to make sure we chase after the right things. Allow God to develop wisdom. Let me talk about a little bit about some of the things that accompany wisdom. In verse number 12, it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Wisdom, it doesn't travel alone. It has company. Wisdom is accompanied. Wisdom is a spiritual pursuit that manifests itself in all of the other arenas of our life. So it says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence. So rather than just take my common understanding of what these words meant, I went and looked up the dictionary definition of them. And so prudence, it says, is to govern and discipline oneself by use of reason. It is the capacity to manage your affairs. It is caution to danger or risk, and it is good judgment, okay? And so it is the ability to govern and discipline oneself by use of reason. That's what prudent is. It says wisdom dwells with prudence. In other words, where you find one, you're going to find the other. You need to have self-control. Self-control is not just something that you utilize when you feel like it. Self-control is something that you utilize because your mind tells you that this is the wisest course of action. And we would be a lot better served by allowing wisdom and prudence to dictate our actions than we would our feelings and our desires. Okay? You can get up in the middle of the night and say, you know what? I want to eat the entire container of ice cream. I was watching a preacher and he said, you know, that he was struggling with his weight, and he said that he could eat ice cream, but he said, but when I'm talking about eating ice cream, you don't understand. I'm talking about eating the entire half gallon of ice cream. And he said, and when I'm relaxing, I can eat a bag of potato chips, and I'm talking about eating the entire potato chips. And he said, and when I'm talking about eating ice cream and potato chips, I'm talking about eating the entire half gallon of ice cream and the entire bag of potato chips at the same time. Now, that's a lot of calories. That's a lot. I mean, it is a lot of pleasure for your taste buds, but it's not necessarily going to be really all that good for your health. And so he took it to God, and God said, would you like to for me to tell you why you make that decision? Because generally there's some sort of motivation behind it. I can tell you what impacts me. Most of the time, I'm a boredom eater. I can't afford to be a boredom eater. I need prudence, and so therefore I need wisdom in my life. Knowledge has to do with facts or information that is gained through experience or education. You can be one of the wisest people in a field and not have the degree that might accompany that simply because you have that much experience and you have mastered that particular information. But if you have knowledge, but you don't have wisdom, you're not going to really be able to utilize the knowledge that you have very effectively. You know, in common terms, we might say that there are people who have a lot of information. They have a great IQ, but they've got no common sense. Okay? Discretion is the ability to decide what should be done in a situation and avoid offense or revealing information that is not for disclosure. So it is the ability to be discreet. Okay? I don't want to offend you. Let me just share with you some wisdom that it took me a long time to realize. And this falls into the discretion category. And that is this: just because someone asks you a question doesn't mean that they are entitled to the answer. Okay. Now you say, well, why not? There are privileged communications that I have, and people may ask me questions, but I'm not at liberty to disclose that information. So I can't answer those questions. And it doesn't matter how much the inquiring mind wants to know. It doesn't matter how agitated they get, how loud or how angry they get. The discretion says, you know what? If I was holding on to this information and you were the subject and the other person was asking me about your situation, would you want me disclosing that information? And the answer is generally not. So wisdom, when you are pursuing wisdom, you are going to get a whole lot more than just the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You're going to get more than philosophy. You're going to have the prudence. You're going to have the knowledge. You're going to have the discretion. You're going to have the righteousness. You will have things that other people do not have. You know, the Bible talks about that there was a person that delivered a city because they had wisdom. And after they delivered the city, everybody went off and forgot about them. Doing the wise thing, building your house on the proper foundation, is always the right course of action. And I would encourage you to seek diligently the wisdom of God, because it will pay dividends for you in the long run. So tomorrow we're going to pick up back here in chapter 8. We'll pick up down around verse number 13. And we hope that you will join us, because all of us, our society is manifesting right now a serious lack of wisdom. Okay? And, you know, we may be going through a Rehoboam situation where people are in positions of authority or decision making on a social level, but they don't have the practical experience that is going to benefit all of society. I want to encourage you, pursue wisdom. When everyone else is pursuing folly, I want to encourage you to diligently seek after wisdom, because wisdom is a valuable and precious commodity and will reap dividends for you and your family for generations to come. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Change me to be